Welcome to the Hatbury House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from Extreme Devotion. That's a book that's published by the Voice of the Martyrs in Oklahoma. You can contact them at thevoice@vom.org if you'd like to order your own book, Extreme Devotion. It's a devotional book, 365 different stories about the persecuted church. And I'm reading through the book for you here, but you can have it yourself if you like. The believer that I'm about to describe is not a victim, but a victor, an example of extreme devotion. We're going to Peru to a Pastor Zapata. In Peru, Christians don't expect to get something for serving Jesus, said Pastor Zapata. They expect to give something. Outside the quiet mountain village, Pastor Zapata showed his guests a row of handmade white crosses, each representing a Christian killed by communist insurgents. Lying in front of Pastor Zapata, inside the small village home, was the body of another pastor who had been killed the night before by guerrillas. His body, covered with a simple blanket, was surrounded by candles and grieving family members. Outside in the rain, the congregation of the murdered pastor sang praise choruses. Their shoes were covered in mud. Guerrillas had destroyed their church and burned many of their homes, and yet they sang praise. The Christians were not out of danger because guerrillas could return at any time. Pastors were often singled out since they strengthened the whole village to stand against Marxist incursion. The pastor reminded the listeners that the Bible calls on us to seek God, not the material blessings that come from His hand. "Why do you buy a shirt?" he asked the people. "To use it." "Why did Jesus redeem you and buy you with His own blood?" "To use you for His kingdom." These impoverished believers were ready for God to use them. Luke 12:15, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. When we are persecuted for our faith, it is easy to get overly focused on our losses. We may mourn former friends who have rejected us for our beliefs. We may miss the business opportunities we used to have. We feel sorry for ourselves when we're left out of social circles. However, there are many others who have lost far more than material possessions or superficial relationships. These stout believers focus on what remains to be given in Christ's service, not on what is already lost. Many of them have lost their churches, homes, jobs, and families to religious persecution, and yet they're willing to give more in sacrifice to the cause of Christ. They recognize their earthly loss is another person's opportunity to gain salvation. Amen. This is the Hatbury House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.